From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces continued their offensive on rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Government forces and their allies are advancing street by street in the eastern sector. The British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says 290 civilians have died in the artillery bombardment in the eastern districts of Aleppo. 50 civilians have been killed by rebel attacks on western districts of Aleppo in the past 2 weeks. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed Sunday when suspected Kurdish militants detonated a car bomb outside a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in southeast Turkey. Another 26 people, 10 soldiers and 16 civilians, were wounded. The Ethiopian government has announced a 6-month state of emergency in response to growing anti-government protests across the country. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says the declaration is intended to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. The demonstrations originated in the Oromia region in late 2015. Protesters initially rallied around demands for land rights, but are now calling for increased political, economic, and cultural rights. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. The review follows an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 people at a funeral in Sana'a and wounded at least 500. U.S. National Security Council spokesman Ned Price said U.S. security cooperation with Saudi Arabia is not a blank check. He noted that U.S. support for the Saudi-led operation in Yemen has already been significantly reduced. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton will face each other in their second U.S. presidential debate late Sunday. Meanwhile, Trump is ignoring calls from key Republicans to drop out of the race. A 2005 tape recording released last week has him making lewd comments about women and boasting how he groped them. Trump apologized for the remarks. Former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani is one of Trump's advisors.
He's running for president. He realizes that he's got the weight of the responsibility of all these people on his shoulder, and this is something he's not going to do in the future. And he's very apologetic about it and wants to move on to what's going to be really important 30 days from now.
Trump says the controversy is nothing more than a distraction. National political surveys had shown Trump's support was slumping even before the tape scandal. Hillary Clinton is also battling a scandal of sorts. Hacked emails just released show her making remarks to investment bankers, lobbyists, and corporate executives that differ significantly from the position she has taken publicly during this year's U.S. political campaign. A Palestinian opened fire from a car in Jerusalem Sunday, killing a pedestrian and a police officer. The assailant was shot and killed by police. Medical officials say 6 people were wounded in the attack. Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman.
He was chased by police special patrol units on a fast motorbike. Shots were then fired at our police officers on their motorbikes, who responded and shot and killed the terrorist.
Police identified the assailant as a 39-year-old Palestinian from the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Silwan. With the long-awaited military assault on Mosul possibly just days away, U.S. officials are scrambling to resolve disputes between allies in the coalition. At one point, the assault had appeared imminent, but simmering disagreements between coalition allies appear to be worsening, especially over how the greater Mosul area will be governed after liberation and who should be involved in the fight to eject the Islamic State group. The Iraqi commander for Nineveh operations, General Najim al-Jaburi, says his forces are getting ready.
The troops for Mosul now finished the training. The coalition forces give us good training and good equipment.
Kurdistan Regional Government Prime Minister Nechirvan Barzani warned Sunday of future problems unless there is an agreement with the Iraqi government on how to share power in Nineveh. A military helicopter has crashed in northern Afghanistan, killing all 7 people aboard. A defense ministry spokesman confirmed the incident, saying 3 Afghan soldiers and 4 crew members were among the victims. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.